Welcome back on UC Sports Nation, joined now by head coach Michael Green of the York Institute volleyball program. Yes, he's still the girls basketball coach, but also now the volleyball coach at York Institute. And, let's start it off. You guys already two matches in, and you're 1-1. This is the volleyball program that hasn't played any matches since, we believe, back in the early 80s, fall to a good Clark Range team on Monday, and then actually beat Greenback 3-0 just about a day ago. Take me through, Coach Green. What's it been like this first week of the season?
Oh, this first week has been it's just been a whirlwind. Our first game against Clark Range Monday, we actually, I wasn't disappointed. I thought we actually kind of knew what we were doing. I think we put together a competitive performance against them. Kept it close. Actually, I think the second match might have been like 22-25. So, I mean, we competed well, for not knowing anything about volleyball 2 months ago. We really came a long way. The girls have came a long way. We're all still learning, trying to figure everything out, but went down to Greenback, like you said, the next night on Tuesday and won JV and varsity both down there. So, wasn't really expecting that, but, just really, really happy with these girls. And we're trying to just, the whole, it's very overwhelming just trying to figure out, the scorekeeping, all the different little, forms and all this stuff that you have to have. It's just a completely new experience and, quite different from basketball.
Coach, you mentioned basketball. You guys obviously make it to state. You have a very memorable state run in 2A this past season for girls basketball. And then you kind of have the spring sports kind of go through, and then you're hired on as the volleyball coach. And we were just talking, you didn't know anything about volleyball before this season. What made you want to start this program back up at York?
Number one, we only have one gym here at York, and we don't have an auxiliary gym, so volleyball-wise, that would be taking up a lot of time, gym time. Number one, that was my first thought. I'm like, man, we're not going to be able to get in the gym for basketball until, who knows. So that was one. Then I had some of my basketball girls that were interested in playing, and I was like, they came to me and asked if I was interested in getting the program started and getting it off the ground, and I said, we'll give it a shot, but, it's going to be competitive. We're not going to go, like our little family reunion type volleyball deals. Everybody's getting to play, all that. I said, if I'm going to do it, we're going to try to do it the right way and be competitive. And, hopefully in a few years, try to get it, up to par with our basketball team, hopefully a state tournament level team, yearly. And, I literally knew nothing about volleyball other than the old school, family reunion, get out there and you got six people and rotate when you need to and all that. But learned so much the last 2 months, had some helpful coaches. Stone's coach has helped us out tremendously a couple of times, and Livingston's coach helped us out a little bit, and we've just learned a lot, and we continue learning every day. We're learning something.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted to ask you about as well. You came into this not knowing the sport. Who have you leaned on, or what have you kind of learned from it just in the sport of volleyball in general?
A lot of YouTube. I couldn't tell you how many YouTube videos I've watched. Tons of that. No, the problem is nobody here, nobody out on our end of the county that I've asked all kinds of people. Nobody knows anything about it. You mentioned the word libero, and everybody looks at you with a dumb look. but like I said, Stone's coach, Coach Perimeter over there, she was really helpful, just getting us just kind of the understanding of, your rotations and all that stuff. And we've actually had, one of our players, she's homeschooled. She's from Florida. She's helped us out a lot. And, another player that I've got, one of my basketball girls from, she's moved in from Georgia. She's helped us out tremendously. So between the players and other, a couple other coaches and a lot of research in the internet, that's how we basically, that's where we're at right now. And, we've learned a lot in a short amount of time, but we're still learning. And I think the biggest thing is it's not like basketball. So it's a new challenge. And, I told the girls, I'm not going to pretend like, I know a lot, but I do know that I don't like to lose, so we're going to figure it out as quickly as possible.
We're talking with head coach Michael Green of the York Institute volleyball program right here on UC Sports Nation. The first time York Institute has had volleyball since, well, for about 40 years. They're already 1-1 this season and actually getting ready to take on Coalfield tonight. What do you want to see the girls do well against Coalfield tonight?
I would like to see us, serving's been something, and we've stressed that from day one. I've told them, I said, I don't know much about it from the get-go, but I do know we're going to have to be able to serve the ball inbounds and over the net. I said, that's basic, day one, simple. And we've spent a lot of time on that, but I would still like to see us be more consistent serving the ball, which we've done from day one, we've done much better. But I would just like to see us do a better job serving. And I would like to see us start, as we get better, attacking other teams' weak spots. But all that comes with being accurate with your hitting and setting and all that. We've still got to get better at the fundamentals, the bumping and serve receiving, all that stuff. But we're improving daily. I know Coalfield's, I think they said they won the district last year, and I don't think they lost anybody. I may be wrong on that. I just know they're a top two or three team. I think they did play Clark Range Monday or Tuesday night. And I think Clark Range beat them, but I think Coalfield maybe won one of the sets. So we know they're going to, we're not just going to walk over there and win any game against anybody. So we know it's going to be competitive, very competitive game. We're hoping to compete and, hope to get better every game. We've got some new rotations and things like that we're trying to experiment with. And it's just, especially this first round of, seeing everybody for the first time, we're going to try to hopefully get our experiment done, and by the second time we see them, hopefully have us a good plan figured out.
Coach, last question. Are there any overarching goals that you have in terms of the program, in terms of the team, or in terms of yourself just for this season that you would like to see get done by the end of this year?
I would like to see people know, what York volleyball exists. I think a lot of people, when they first heard we were getting volleyball, is, they'll not be any good first-year program, blah, blah, blah. It's kind of like these coaches, you go around and you tell them it's your first year, you don't know what you're doing, you've never played, and they kind of expect to just basically wear you out on the floor. And then, you can kind of look over after you've been playing them for, a set or so, and you can be like, you can say, these girls are great. We've got great athletes, and we've got a couple that have played before. And we just want to, our main goal is to put York on the map for volleyball, number one. But we want to be able to, year one, put out a competitive team of girls that have great attitudes and great character, and, lay this foundation for the volleyball team, and, hopefully something our school and our community can be proud of, like they are with our basketball program.
Head coach Michael Green with the York Institute volleyball program right here on UC Sports Nation. 1-1 to start their young season, the first time they've had volleyball in the last 40 years, taking on Coalfield tonight. Coach Green, we appreciate the time. Good luck going forward in the season.
Hey, thanks for having me.